fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show. The only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLAASLAACRRRMMDRAHAPA churches.
Schools.
Or any other way you could stay sober.
How about just by not drinking?
I could speak for that.
Can you speak for that?
Yeah. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Sweet. He didn't do it.
Dude. Well, it's gotten old. It was more fun when you didn't realize you were doing it.
Shelley, how was your day today?
It was pretty good.
You do the church thing?
Went to church. We sang Majesty and Glory of His Name. It was awesome.
Dude, that rocks.
You don't even know what song I'm talking about, do you?
You can tell, though. Majesty and Glory of His Name, it's got a rock. Majesty and Glory of His Name!
We don't sing like that.
Maybe not.
No.
Isn't that the Motley Crue version?
Yeah. And then we went and did some shopping, and you went with me, and we had lunch, and we went up and saw one of my sponsees at where she currently is.
Yes.
And it was awesome.
Mark and I and Debbie just went on a panel. Mm-hmm. How was your day, Mark? You did a bunch of stuff.
My day was great. Debbie and I took my mom to the movies and to lunch.
To see Alex Cross.
Give us the
movie review. Is it a good?
Good movie. They kill enough people and they maybe enough people. There's just enough death and destruction in it to make it worth going to see.
Just enough death and destruction to make it, watchable for the action heroes?
Exactly.
Is the guy like an action guy?
Who?
Alex Cross?
Yeah. He's a detective, played by Tyler Perry.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Shelley's looking like, who the hell's Tyler Perry?
In my brain, you said Tyler Perry, and the picture of Matthew Perry popped up in my head.
Oh.
But Alex Cross, the character in the books, is black. And I was like, wait a minute. They can't have,
Yeah.
I know. But in my head, I saw Matthew Perry instead of Tyler Perry. And I'm like, you can't have Matthew Perry playing Alex Cross because,
Matthew Perry wouldn't play a very good black guy.
Yeah.
He's about as white as you can be.
In the first couple James Patterson movies that featured Alex Cross, it was played by Morgan Freeman.
Really?
Oh, that's right.
Along Came a Spider.
The other one.
Yeah.
Kiss
the Girls.
I loved Kiss the Girls.
Now I know what it is because two movies I've heard of. So there you go.
Yeah, although if he could please stop writing, period, James Patterson, I never want to see another book by him again.
He can stop writing.
Why?
He comes out, I'm not kidding you, between his young adult crap and his adult crap, and it is crap. I mean, he's just crap now. He used to be good, he's crap now. Between the two things, he comes out with at least one book every month.
Really?
No. We've got three new adult ones on our shelves right now and two young adults.
You got to remember, she sees them all when they come into the
library.
That's
true.
He's flooding the freaking market.
He's robo-signing them now.
Well, here's the thing is he's not even writing them all.
Yeah.
He'll throw a partial outline at a, quote, ghostwriter, and they'll share writer credit. So most of his stuff now is shared with somebody else. And it's just basically his name.
But the Alex Cross stuff is good.
The first four or five books are good. After that, it deteriorates pretty badly.
I'm guessing that Kiss the Girls and all that came out of the first four or five.
Along Came a Spider was the first one, and Kiss the Girls was the second one.
Yeah,
because
I heard the movies are good, too, right?
Yeah, those two are good. But the other ones, it's after the fourth or fifth one. Jack and Jill, I think, was the last good one. After that, it just went, and I stopped reading them.
Jack and Jill was that the one? Not the one
I don't know.
That was the movie?
My mom likes all of them, but,
Yeah, but see, I would think that once you get hooked into a writer and a certain thing, that you're going to it's like that Who's that gal that wrote all that trash?
Danielle Steele?
You have to be more specific.
No.
Nora Roberts?
Jackie Collins.
No,
Danielle
Barbara
Steele.
Cartland.
No, things about little...
J.K. Rowling's. I mean, take your pick.
Thing.
J.K. Rowling's?
Not
J.K. Rowling's?
Yeah.
That's not trash. That is literature.
That's young teen literature.
It's good. It's marvelous and wonderful.
And you know what? And see, that's how Mark's mom feels about...
it's not even as good as Twilight, which is really sad.
Difference is, J.K. Rowling doesn't take up half of a section of the library.
You know what the difference? You know what the biggest difference is?
Too much real estate in my stacks, dude.
You know what the biggest difference is? She's so freaking rich, she doesn't care what you think.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my goodness. And you know what that means?
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
I lost a dude there in the middle.
Yeah.
Your dudes are okay. Now, I'm doing these because these are ones that I didn't get a chance to do last time.
And I don't know what they are, so I didn't.
In Tampa,
Florida.
I'm doing the next two shows though.
A Florida man has been charged with abusing the 911 system by making repeated calls requesting a female deputy come to his house to have sex.
Oh, that is different.
That is different. Last time we had another one with repeated 911 calls. What was
911
she?
911 abuse, yeah.
Calling to say thank you for the bologna sandwich.
Yes, thank you for the bologna sandwich. Yeah. This guy's calling for sex.
This guy's calling for sex?
Yes.
Female deputy?
Hillsborough County, Joshua Basso, 32, made 7 calls between Wednesday and Friday. He was arrested at his home in Dover, Florida. The suspect, this is the quote from the sheriff, the suspect misused the 911 system to request female deputies to respond to his residence for sexual gratification.
You know what? They should have sent 2 deputies over to do a body cavity search.
Hey. Bend over. You want
sexual sauce for the goose, baby.
and I'll tell you what.
Literally.
Again, it's a felony. You know, I hate to tell you guys this.
What?
Melbourne.
Florida!
Australia!
Florida.
Yeah, which one? Oh, okay.
We'll give you a choice, Bruce.
This is a good one. I like this. They arrested a babysitter who was found lying topless in a hotel parking lot while she was supposed to be watching a 5-year-old. Oh, that's not all. They responded to a report of a child left alone for over an hour at the River Palm Hotel. They went in, found the child playing video games. Child completely okay. He's like, I don't know where she's at. I don't really care where she's at because I'm playing video games. They searched the property and found babysitter Stacy Kearns, 47, lying topless in the parking lot with an open pack of Trojan Magnum extra-large condoms near the room where the boy was staying. The boy told police his mother had gone to the casino and Kurz's frequently called upon to watch it. She had trouble speaking with a blood alcohol level of 0.32 and was unable to tell them where the child was or why she had the box of condoms. Magnum... extra large.
Are you jealous?
Oh yeah, they look like shopping bags. they're like lawn and garden bags. No comment on that, Shelley?
No.
I was hoping she was going to say follow, you're gigantic. What are you talking about?
You follow that, and you're throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
Yeah, I guess so. Apparently, I don't live up to Shelley's expectations of me. Wait. How do you know I didn't rewrite all these?
Because I know you.
Lauderdale Lake.
Again.
Florida. FLA. FLA.
FLA.
FLA.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, really? As opposed to the last one.
No. I like this.
Bruce loves
this. Kind of gross.
Bruce is so in love with his news.
Let me find the guy's name. Romaine Davis. Romaine, similar to the...
Lettuce.
Okay.
Except for Romayne. He is from a rap channel.
So it's the same, only different.
Exactly the same, only totally different.
Okay.
Yeah. He's from a rap channel. Is a DJ at a rap channel. broke into WKCP Classical, which is Southern Florida's big classical.
Wasn't that a show in the 70s?
Oh, that was WKRP Cincinnati. Okay.
Removed their classical playlist and replaced it with a rap playlist.
Attaboy.
Oh, that would be painful for listeners in the morning.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine tuning into the, you know, morning with Mozart and getting Eminem?
Yeah, 6:30 a.m. at the local Catholic church. They turn on the nice light music station.
I don't think you're getting Eminem either. I think this is more the, like, T-Pain.
You getting T-Pain?
T-Pain, Snoop Dogg, gangsta rap kind
of
stuff.
You mean Snoop Hot Pockets?
Snoop Lion?
Yes.
Oh, is that what he's calling himself now?
Snoop Lion.
I'm playing this game that I play on Facebook, and you can earn virtual currency in the game by watching videos sometimes. So I click on the video, and this thing pops up, and it's Snoop Dogg rapping about Hot Pockets.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg is completely sold out.
Yeah, and he's singing, puck it like it's hot, puck it like it's hot. And there's a giant Hot Pocket, you know, guy in a giant Hot Pocket suit wearing a faux leopard skin robe in the background, like trying to get jiggy with the puck it like it's hot. And I'm like, and I'm just staring at this going, really, Snoop Hot Pockets? I couldn't believe it.
Snoop sold out.
He totally.
Snoop Hot Pockets.
And we all know why he moved to Jamaica.
Yeah, because the ganja's better.
Because there's only one time of day there, and that time is 4:20.
That's right.
Okay, well, while there's more Florida, we'll switch to a different state.
Thank goodness.
Killeen, Texas. Sarah Howell was charged with assault and battery after she attacked her boyfriend with a stripper pole. Beat the shit out of him with a stripper pole.
Wait a minute, how could you, like... That would be really long. How would you get enough leverage?
I mean, all you got to do is swing once.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
Now, does she actually attack with the pole or does she attack off the pole?
No, she attacked with the pole.
Oh.
And also doused him with hot cooking oil.
Ow.
Bummer.
Why? What did he do?
You know what my question is? What's wrong with this guy? First of all, you're in Killeen, Texas. When she goes to swing the stripper pole.
Why didn't he shoot her?
You just shoot her.
What did he do?
You're in Texas, for God's sakes.
Well.
Ready, aim, fire.
It doesn't say that he did anything. He was She started beating on him and poured cooking oil on him. And he was forced to flee when she charged him with a pink steel stripper pole. I think she charged him like she was jousting. And she has been arrested...
Duh.
16 times for assault, including a 2010 arrest where she assaulted her boyfriend with a gardening tool and a fifth of vodka.
Now, 16 times she's been arrested and still she gets boyfriends? What is going on between her legs?
We like the crazy ones.
It says it doesn't know if it's the same guy, but it says the history of the sheriff said the history of violence is certainly going to interrupt her love life.
No, it's not. Just going to change it.
Yeah.
Well, she's going to get all the loving she can get in jail.
That's right.
Bradenton,
Florida.
Texas. Oh, crap.
Florida. They found a naked guy relaxing on a couch.
Yeah, that we call that Sunday.
In
maybe in your house.
In the elementary school lounge.
Oh, okay. That's a little different.
We hope it's Sunday.
Yeah, in that case, we do. We hope it's Sunday.
He said he was pretty sure it was his motel room.
How do you get into an elementary school and think it's your hotel room?
Well, the cops reported to a suspected burglary.
Of course.
And Wednesday night, there was a pane of glass broken at the entrance door. And the guy was just sprawled out on a couch naked.
I hope he was dressed when he broke the glass.
I would have thought about that as well.
Because that could get really...
Ouchy.
They charge him with burglary of an unoccupied building.
Yeah.
The hell is that? He could not explain why he thought the building was his motel room, likely due to his 0.28 alcohol level.
And why he had to enter through the broken window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my hotel room. Where's your key?
So he's not quite as drunk as the gal from Florida.
No. But
they're both from Florida.
You know what? He was just a drink and a half away from taking a stripper pole and going after somebody.
That's true.
Zombie apocalypse.
Okay.
Paignton, Paignton, England.
Let me see.
Paignton?
P-A-I-G?
Uh-huh.
That's where they are.
Paignton, England.
Paignton, I think. Paignton. Paignton.
They have video of a guy on CCTV cameras.
That'd be closed circuit television.
Eating the leather seats out of the bus.
Why?
Because Denny's was closed.
Yeah. On the number 12 bus.
Oh, well, that's fine. Because the seats are better on
the leather seats.
The seats are better on the number 12 bus.
Yeah. You don't want to get on the number 4 bus.
I've always heard that.
The number 4 bus?
The number 12 bus?
Are you ready for this? The guy ate 200 pounds or $314 worth of leather off the seats of the bus.
And he's having surgery when?
They didn't catch him. Well, and the thing is, talk about zombie description. He was in his late 20s. He had a stocky build, rather disgusting-looking skin, and disheveled hair. And they did not catch him.
You'd think with a description like that, you'd be a little bit recognizable.
Yeah.
Including the fact that his stomach was distended from eating buses.
He's in England.
No, that's true.
This one's even better.
Okay.
We're hoping so.
Shingletown, California.
Wherever, that sounds bad just to begin
wherever
with.
Wherever the hell that is. Oh, yeah. This will sound like a story from Shingletown. California man charged with shooting his son over his poor rendition of a country song in karaoke.
Sad.
Oh, you know what? This is up near my aunt's house because it's Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like there ain't a lot to do up there except karaoke. William Oler Sr. is going to stand trial on attempted murder and assault charges. Investigators said they were arguing because the father did not approve of his son's karaoke skills of a certain country song.
Which song?
Well, we're getting it. He allegedly retrieved a semi-automatic handgun from his truck, went in and shot his son in the arm. They were struggling for the gun. Apparently, he came in, kid saw him coming with the gun, knew he was going to shoot him, grabbed and got shot in the arm.
What song?
And the senior also got a gunshot wound to the leg during the tussle.
What song?
Hold on, because it's a classic.
I imagine.
Older man is going to stay in jail on $750,000 bail.
What song?
The song he had sung? I Have Friends in Low Places. In low places. Yeah, I mean, this is like one of those songs for like your wiped out, drunk, alcoholic friends.
Where the whiskey runs
yeah.
And the beer and the chases
your
blues away.
Let's see.
And it'll
Gainesville,
be
Florida.
Okay.
Man arrested a...
Florida!
A guy
FLA,
for pulling a gun on his girlfriend when she broke his bong.
Oh, well, clearly that was necessary.
Domestic battery and strangulation. Must have been a hell of a bong.
Or he must have needed something to smoke his weed in.
Yeah. So not only did he get arrested for domestic battery and strangulation, also aggravated assault, possession of drug paraphernalia, and weed without a prescription. So this guy's going down on 4 counts. They got in an argument, and she broke his bong, and he immediately pulled a gun on her and threatened to kill her.
Lucky thing they weren't in Texas.
He would have just shot her.
He just shot her.
Are you keeping track of the time?
Nah,
we got all night.
Zombie apocalypse.
Debbie's got 3 feet of scarf lift to do.
Zombie apocalypse. Again. Waco, Texas.
Waco.
It is. Arrested a 22-year-old.
David Koreshville.
Yeah. Michael Daniel Monday.
With a U.
Is this a drug story? Three names.
Three names with a U.
Yeah. Well, yes, it is a drug story.
It's the last name Monday with a U?
No.
Well, I don't know him.
He ate his dog.
Another one that ate his dog?
After ingesting K2.
Is he Korean?
No.
So he didn't walk the dog?
No, he didn't walk it. He didn't cook it at all.
He had dog sushi? Dog sushi?
The dog was chasing the neighbor and started barking and growling. So he grabbed the family dog, beat it, and strangled it, then started to eat it. Dog died at the home. He faces felony charges for animal cruelty. Now, this is even better zombie apocalypse. And it's better because of the city. What city would be the best city to be have zombie apocalypse?
New York.
Detroit.
Oh, well, they've already got... They're
because
already
Detroit is already empty of people. Michigan man is raising money to build a zombie apocalypse theme park in downtown Detroit.
How could you tell?
And the guy said, what better place? Which did not thrill the city council much.
I guess not.
But he's looking to buy or lease abandoned property to host Z-World Detroit, Zombie World Detroit. And it's going to be like a paintball game where you pay to go in there, and it's going to be done on like a few city blocks where he says they're not really going to need to do much to it because it's all abandoned buildings.
Sorry, abandoned, burned out, and a bunch of burned out vehicles.
And what they're going to do is they're going to have people dressed as zombies, you know, attacking, and you can shoot them.
Can I tell you how to make this game more interesting?
How?
Don't do paintball. Do real, put live real rounds guns. In. Live rounds.
Yeah, but it's Detroit. How could they tell?
He goes, can't we please do something more creative than just walking away from large chunks of the city?
Okay, I can see a million red insurance flags going up on this one.
Well, it hopes that it attracts a local developer.
Are there any left?
The mayoral spokeswoman, Naomi Patton, responded negatively in email questionnaire to her about whether the city's planning department would consider such a project to be a suitable use for parts of downtown Detroit. They didn't really like it. Okay, last one.
Thank God.
Man in China marries this gal. They have a child. Of course, in China, you only get to have one child. The baby is born. The baby is butt ugly. Butt ugly. You know, and you know, babies usually are kind of cutesy anyway. Butt ugly.
Most babies really aren't cute.
Yeah, most babies when they're born are kind of ugly.
He's going to sue his wife. Matter of fact, he sued her for $120,000 and won.
Why?
Because she neglected to tell him that she had had $60,000 in plastic surgery because she was so ugly before. He married her. They have a kid. The kid comes out butt ugly. Probably looks like the way mom used to look. And he sued her for $120,000 and won.
This is wrong.
She didn't tell him she was butt ugly until he saw the kid.
Beauty is in the eye of the beer holder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the kid. You need to be a beer holder. I mean,
that's terrible, this poor kid.
Boy or girl?
You couldn't really tell by looking, actually. It doesn't say. And I couldn't tell by looking at the picture. Of course, it's hard to tell with babies.
Bad?
Anyway.
Not enough tequila in the world to drink her pretty?
Right.
Okay.
That's just sad. The poor kid. Now I feel bad for her. We should adopt it.
Oh.
Yeah, because you know what?
A girl.
There you go.
If you're going to feel sorry for anyone, feel sorry for the kid who will eventually find out that his parents broke up because the kid was ugly.
I just said I feel sorry for the kid. That's bad. That's just mean.
You know what's really funny? 18 years from now, she looks like Lucy Liu. She looks like Lucy Liu. She grows up to be
just stunningly good looking because of his genes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just terrible. We are all supposedly made in God's image, which means
God
that all
God
of
was
us
having a bad day.
Yeah, God had a bad day that day.
No.
He hadn't brushed his teeth.
Okay.
Didn't use any floss.
Now I'm depressed.
Well, and that's the end of the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio, yeah.
We're
back. Shout
out
to
the
New
Way
Foundation.
That's nice, Bruce.
Yeah.
I just screw up a perfectly good routine.
Who's on first? I don't know.
I don't know
who's
on second.
So, Shelley, what's the topic?
I don't know. You bandied about several. Which
one
did you decide on?
Aren't you part of this team?
You guys were bandying about topics. I assumed you'd picked one.
Okay, Bill Piperson is the topic.
Okay.
Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill Piper. About the dangers of 12-step calls. Not only the danger of 12-step calling on people that are actively drinking or using, but also 12-step calls that might actually be dangerous. What are they? Have you had any experiences with them? What would you tell someone about going to do a 12-step call? Those types of things. He said in his thing that he actually had a gun pulled on him once by someone he was trying to help.
Given the area he lives in, I'm not surprised.
He lives in Fresno.
He's in Fresneck.
Are we supposed to say that on the air?
Why not? Oh, yeah. Not only do we know his first and last name, now we know the town he lives in.
Jeez, old Pete.
People be calling him up out of the phone book. Sweet. Dude. So, Mark, have you ever had a... I mean, we've all done 12-step calls.
We've all done 12-step calls.
And have you ever done one that was dangerous?
No.
Never?
Ever.
So no one ever pulled out any dope? You never had to pull out anyone out of a place where there was dope?
Nope.
Well, that's because Mark won't go on those.
I won't go on those.
Oh, I was going to say, this is going to be a short show.
Yeah.
Shelly?
Yes?
Ever been somewhere where someone was drinking or anything to stop that?
I'm trying to think because... I mean, Becky took me on a few.
She sucks.
They weren't really like that.
They
I mean, it was
real
like
12-step calls.
No, they were, but they weren't like, you know, we're just going over to someone's house to pick them up to take them to a meeting. I mean, it wasn't like pulling newcomers out of raw newcomers off of bar stools or anything like that. But you've had a few.
Yeah, Bruce.
Yeah,
you picked a topic that you get to dominate the show.
Knock yourself out.
I figured at 27 years, you must have had it happen.
Nope.
Good Lord. And I didn't, well, I didn't pick it. I mean, we always said, you put a topic in the comments, we're going to
do it. So here we are.
When I had about maybe 2 or 3 years, I got a call at the Alano Club. Guy said that he wanted to get sober, but, you know, he didn't really want to go to the club and, you know, but. He wanted to talk to someone. I go over to this guy's apartment. The guy's like a block and a half away from this club. I go in. He's got a gun on the coffee table. Now, I didn't see it till after I'm already inside. And he's hammered. And he's telling me all this bullshit that he's this ex-CIA operative, black ops operative, and the feds are out to get him. And I'm like, yeah, okay, you want to go to a meeting?
My code name is Agent Orange.
Yeah, well, let me tell you. And it was like that, too. And he's got a chessboard out. I said, I'll play it for it. And I'm thinking, this guy's drunk, right? If I can't beat him playing chess when he's drunk. And he goes, okay. So I 3-move checkmate him, which he didn't seem to care to like very much. And he slid the gun closer to him on the table. He goes, best 2 out of 3. And I go, oh, crap. And then I won the second game, too. And I'm like, okay. And then he went with me. But, I mean, you know, that was a situation that could have gone horribly wrong. I mean, he left the gun at home and went over to the meeting. Now, the guy never stayed sober, but And the other one was my friend, who I was road dogging it with when I was new, traded his dad's truck for rock cocaine. And
how much did he get?
Not very much.
Okay.
And it was like a Chevy Blazer, and he got like $300 worth, $8 or something. You know, more than $8, like a quarter ounce or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, his dad calls me and his brother, and his brother had some time, Steve Winfrey. But it doesn't matter. He's been passed away for a long time. Passed away sober. You might even remember him. He used to go to the Thursday night meeting. Anyhow, he says, go get my effing truck back, and gives us money. Now, we're going to get the brother back, too. Dad's like, I don't care if you bring back John. Just don't leave my truck there. We go there. Steve doesn't like the look of the area. We stop at a Mexican restaurant to ask directions, and I don't know what they were selling there, but it wasn't Mexican food, because there was a bunch of girls in there scantily clad that looked like they were what was on the menu. Anyway, we find out it's on 39th Street down by the Coliseum.
Exactly where.
It's all bad down there. And we see a guy actually walking down the street with a rifle in his hand. I mean, we don't see any cops the whole time we're down there.
The cops are afraid to go there.
Yeah, I don't think they frequent that area.
The guy with the rifle was the cop.
Yeah, no.
He just didn't actually work for the city.
Yeah, he didn't work for the city. So we go to this place, and there is, he stops the car out in front, and he goes, I'm going to leave the car running. And I'm like, well, aren't you going in there to get your brother? I could stay down here and leave the car running. He goes, no, it's my car. You don't have insurance. I need to keep the car running. But I'm going to keep it running in case you need to, like, run out here. I'll leave the door unlocked, you know, just in case something happens.
Yeah.
And I'm
running a serpentine pattern.
I'm like, why don't you roll down the window? Because if something happens where I need to run outside, I don't want to open the door. I'll just dive in through the open window. And I go in, and the guy has, there are MAC-10 machine pistols hanging on the wall next to the door.
Oh.
I walk in. There's a bunch of Rastafarian guys in there. And I am clean and trim looking. I couldn't have looked more like a cop. I'm probably 34 years old. I've got short hair. And, you know, and everyone is smoking a doob. And the guy, being very generous, looks at me and goes, hey, smoke a da ganja, man. And I said, I don't smoke. You could have heard a pin drop. Like, everyone in the room went, shoo, and looked right at me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And the guy goes, how come you not smoke da ganja, man? And I said, look, I'm just here to give your buddy the money, get my buddy, and just get the hell out of here. And the guy looked at me for a second. He goes, but why you not smoke the ganja? I go, dude, I got sober. I don't smoke anymore. I smoke more ganja you've ever seen. And then he was like real business. Like, he's like, okay, man. Yeah. Bob Marley videos, red, red wine. Actually, that's not, is it red, red wine? No, that's UB40.
That's UB40.
You couldn't be less like Bob Marley than UB40.
Yeah.
So, if you've never done it, then what would you suggest?
Don't do it. Do it. Do it.
No, I mean, so never do a 12-step call?
No, I think that it's important that somebody helps people that are in really bad situations like that. It's just, don't ever go on one by yourself. You know, and don't try and do it when you're relatively new, if it's like that kind of a situation. I mean, we had
those are molten, aren't they?
The brownies are pretty hot.
We had 5 friends that came out of the very first residential class at the local loony bin, and they were all sober, and one of them, remember, went out. So the one that found out that the other one went out called one of the other ones in the group, said, we got to go pull him out of his apartment, because he was, like, locked in his apartment and had been drunk for a few days. And they went together, and they all had, like, what, 90 days, 4 months?
Yeah, not that much time.
And then the guy that had gone out did get sober again and stayed sober. He's still sober to this day.
Yeah, they went in a pack.
Yeah. So, and that was the right way to do that. I mean, and I don't think that at that time, you know, that they should have, like, I don't know. They probably could have called somebody with a little more time and experience But it worked. But I wouldn't recommend, like, somebody with, you know, 90 days go in and try and pull somebody off a bar stool.
How about you, Mark? Right. You got a sponsee, wants to make a 12-step call. What do you tell him?
Where are you going? Crack house?
Sure.
Here's the thing. It's a program of attraction rather than promotion. I don't need to go into a... If somebody's in a crack house, they're in a crack house because they want to get loaded. If they don't want to get loaded, they can leave the crack house and they can come out.
At the corner.
I'll pick them up at the club. But I don't go chasing people to get them sober. If they're willing, they show up. I'm there for them. I am not going to go drag somebody out of a crack house. I'm not going to drag them out of a bar. I'm not going to do any of that. It's just, you know what? If you want to get loaded, go get loaded. If you want to drink, go drink. I don't care. Go do it. Go do it. Please go do it till you're done. You know, they're not dead. They're mostly dead. And that's when you bring them in.
But what, Shelley? In the book, in the big book, it specifically talks about...
You must be willing to go to the most sordid places on
Earth. Must
be
willing to go to the most sordid places. And in the book, in several places, they talk about, you know, when they were in a bad situation, they would call a hospital or a loony bin or whatever and ask them if they had any likely prospects and would go and talk to whoever, you know.
Yeah, but that's different. You're talking to somebody who's already in a hospital. Now, the most sordid places on Earth... Could be anywhere.
In 1934, people would walk out of a bar and settle an argument with a fist fight. They don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, they just go to jail.
You got to adapt to the times. So is this the same book you're talking about that talks about treating people for many types of addiction, including alcohol? So the addiction book, right? The book where they cut out the chapter on Dr. Alcoholic Addict?
They didn't cut it out. They just changed the name. Changed the name.
Yeah. So you talk about, that's the book you're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The book you use?
Yeah, the book you use in CA program?
That's the one. I've skimmed it.
Now, I did go on one once where I wasn't called by the person at the room. And I tried to get a woman to go. I could not get a woman to go. It was this gal, Patty. Her husband called me. And I went with the guy, Jack. And we went there. We knock on the door. Hello? Patty, sweetie, can you open the door? Who is it? It's Bruce and Jack from the Thursday night meeting. I'm just getting out of the shower. Hold on. This girl clearly goes and just merely, I doubt she was naked, but got undressed, wrapped the towel around her. She was so pitted out and so sweaty that her hair looked like it was wet from a shower. And she opens the door like in the towel. Oh, come on in. Well, more like this. Come on in. We walk in, and I was smoking cigarettes at the time. And there's probably 15 Bic lighters on the table. And I go to pick one up. I don't even have one. Let me see your Bic lighter. Do you have one? And it's just, I'm like this. I'm like. But they're not lighting. I pick up the next lighter. It's not lighting. Pick up the next one.
You're wasting my lighter.
15 lighters. I'm like,
I burned out my Bic.com.
I'm like, sweetie, you've been smoking rock. And she's like, no, I haven't. And you know what? I mean, what could we do? I mean, she didn't really call us. I mean, it was a bad idea from the start. Fortunately for me, she wasn't in there getting loaded.
You know, it's because of people like you where people like me are not needed to go on those.
What?
It's because of people like you that people like him are not needed to go on those things.
Although I didn't get called. I did not receive a call from my buddy James. When he got sober, his mom called me. I went and picked him up off his front lawn. Took him to his first meeting drunk as a skunk. He didn't even want to. I mean, he didn't call to get sober. 22 and a half years later, he's still here.
The last two 12-step calls I got called on, I called you both times.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Mine are convenient. I had one come right to my house.
Yeah, you did.
With his mother.
With his hot mother.
And one come to our meeting and stagger over.
Oh, my God.
And I called you both times and said,
"Guy was passed out on the front lawn of the recovery hospital. He doesn't even remember.
He doesn't even remember. To this day, he doesn't remember."
So, Shelly, what would your final words on dangerous 12-step calling be?
Well, sort of like trick-or-treating. You might get a trick. You might get a treat. But no matter what you do, take a flashlight, go in a pack, and make sure that you have a responsible adult with you.
That was pretty damn good, I must say. Mark?
Yes?
What would your final words on dangerous 12-stepping be?
Don't go by yourself. And don't put yourself in a predicament or into any peril or any chance of danger under any circumstances.
And that includes with your sobriety, too. If you don't think that you know, if you're a little shaky and you're going to go and help somebody get out of a crack house,
yeah,
you might want to rethink that.
My final words are, it may have been stupid and probably was. I have been to the most sordid places on earth. And I think the fortunate thing is, like the big book says, I went in under good spiritual condition because my reasons for being there were pure. And fortunately, the guy at the one place didn't shoot me. Shelly, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get to his page by going to recovery101.net and clicking on the banner. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe, and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town. You can also join the 12-Step Gazette group on Facebook if you are a Facebook type of person. Just go to the number 12-Step Gazette, type that in the little search box, and go to the group and ask to join. And we need some fresh meat for conversation and discussion.
That sounds like fresh meat for 13-step conversation.
No.
Not that fresh.
Not even a little bit.
Not that fresh of meat.
No.
Mark?
Yes.
People like the show.
Thank you. Why?
What's the best way for them to like it?
We'd like you to go to recovery101.net, which is our site on Podomatic, and listen to the show on the site. Now, if you do download the show from some other location, we ask that you visit the site anyway. Click on the show. Hit like or hit permalink. And you can then comment on the show. You can like the show. You can be counted into our numbers, and which really helps our ratings. Visit our sponsors and go click on their links so you can see the people who make this show possible to come to you.
Yeah, do that.
For fun and for free. Shelly, what are you doing?
I heard an ominous creaking sound from the loft over
that
here.
That was my knee.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, that was your knee?
I think it was Ringo.
Johnny Ringo?
We haven't heard from Ringo in a long time.
Johnny Ringo.
Ringo the Apostle.
Ringo Starr, the Apostle.
Yeah, we know. But anyway, So go listen to the show on our site. Thanks.
We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly, who's the music?
I don't know. The discs are up there. We'll just pull one off of the Booby Trap album.
All right. Booby Trap.
Yes.
Everybody try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
shot.